This is a church. The pastor of this church is the man in the blue shorts, a Catholic priest, Father Ralph Biding. Father Biding is following the trail of one of his heroes, Daniel Boone, down the Ohio River through West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky.
We were trying to find some justification for taking a boat ride and preaching, that we remembered that one day Christ said to Peter, he says, let's get in your boat and pull out from the shore and we'll preach to the crowd. So we figured we were in pretty good company when we were following him.
The other justification for Father Biding's voyage is to tell people about the organization that has been much of his life's work, the Christian Appalachian Project, a kind of private enterprise Peace Corps that has provided food, clothing, education, jobs, housing, and health care to the people of Eastern Kentucky for the past 30 years. Joe Foley works for the Christian Appalachian Project.
The purpose for the houseboat is to tell Central or Mid-America about Appalachia, to tell of its talents and of its needs. A lot of times I think Appalachia has fallen through the cracks of the public consciousness, and we're here to say, look at Appalachia, take another look at us, and see what we have to offer, and see what you can do to help us.
Father Biding first came to the mountains of Appalachia more than 40 years ago as a seminary student. He stayed and made those mountains his church. Less than 1% of the people who live in those mountains are Catholics. And at first, says Father Biding, they didn't want any help from him.
I had one man that was a Protestant minister, and he was in Leslie County. And we had to have electricity. We couldn't run it off of our car at this particular time. And so he came out, and I said to him, can I preach in front of your house? And he said, I reckon. And I said, can I have electricity to run the amplifier? And he said, sure. And then all at once he said, and who are you? And I said, I'm a Catholic priest. And he says, there's no way. You're not getting my electricity. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, if I asked you for a cup of water, what would you give me? He said, you know I'd have to give you a cup of water because Christ said that. I said, all I'm asking for is a plug of electricity. I said, you've got to give me. He said, I don't understand that. But he said, I'm scared not to give it to you.
You show up, you set up a microphone in the street, and you just start talking. Do people say, who is that crazy person?
No, they say the opposite. You know, I've been doing this 37 years, so after a while, if you're big and fat and gray-headed, you know, you can't be ignored.
Don't tie us to driftwood. Goodness gracious.
This is going to be a good stop. There'll be a good crowd here this evening.
In Warsaw, Kentucky, population 1,300, people turned out as much for the 4th of July celebration as to hear a preacher on a boat. But in the end, they listened to him anyway.
My name is Father Biding, and it's my privilege to lead this wonderful group of 12 people who are accompanying me on this houseboat, the Daniel Boone. We are going for 550 miles down this Ohio River, the main street of Mid-America.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of mercy, the God who saves. I shall not fear the dark of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. May the body of Christ bring me to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's lovely. It really is. I never had experienced anything like that. There's a closeness about it that... You're right there by the altar, and it's just beautiful.
Mary Schlomer volunteered to cook for the crew of the Daniel Boone.
I do like to give glory to God, and I think that's what this trip does.
Mary shares the cooking duties with her husband, Joseph.
Can you find me a pot underneath there? Everybody has a little different appetite and tastes, and something like this and that, but we put it on the table, and they either like to eat it or they don't. And if they don't eat it, tough luck. Can't be bothered too much because we can't jump off the boat and go get something that they like.
Another day brings a new destination. And in another town on the Ohio, the curious turn out to see the funny boat with the bright flags.
We were down at the other landing down there watching the boats go by, and he had to see this up here, and so we came up to see it, and I didn't bring my camera, went home, got a camera, come down and take pictures of it.
I heard it was coming down the river, and that's why I just wanted to take a picture of it and see it. I had never seen it before, and I just wanted to come down here and look at it, see what it looked like.
This day, it's Carrollton, Kentucky. Joe Foley has prepared the way.
Why do I do what I do? I guess because it counts. You know you are doing something that is good, that will have benefit, and that's needed. And, you know, you just can't express the enjoyment that you get from that, seeing the fruit of your labor. One of the things I admire most about Father Biting is his capacity for effort. He just works and works and works. He's relentless. And the Christian Appalachian Project is built squarely on his shoulders. Without him, there would be no Christian Appalachian Project.
An organization that for 30 years now has endeavored to help the people of Eastern Kentucky help themselves.
And sometimes, on a good day, they stop to take a look and to listen to the priest preaching from his boat to the people on the shore.
A hand held out in friendship with strength enough to help lift up and to create a better tomorrow.
We're all children.